today and then had us talking. You better jump up and get one if you like one, but do you like one, and can you do some other things? There are ways to go here. We're going to dig into that some more next.
Hey, download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to 92.3 The Fan for an hour for your daily entry to win the ultimate trip to Las Vegas. It's a slam dunk in Vegas. One winner and three guests will win a trip to Las Vegas and $5,000 each, totaling $20,000 for the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Full details at 92.3thefan.com, so download the Odyssey app and stream 92.3 The Fan right now and all day long.
The one thing, you know, the more we keep digging into all of this quarterback stuff, and I enjoy doing it, but I'm so tired of talking about quarterback, it's ridiculous. Unfortunately, that's what we have to talk about. The problem that we have here, to me, is that this isn't like last year in the draft. And if in last year's draft, you thought, okay, well, you've got at least two really good choices in Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. And Caleb went first to the Bears, and then Jaden Daniels went to Washington. And then there were other good choices after that, and those guys played really well. You know, Bo Nix played well in Denver, and Drake May looked okay, you know, for the Patriots. And
right.
They're on their way. But there were two really good choices. I don't know that there are two really good choices in this draft. And you look at free agency. Are there two really good choices there? No, I don't. Are there tons of possibilities? Yes. You got to keep your fingers crossed here because there's no surefire guy in the draft, I don't think.
Right.
There's some intriguing guys, but no surefire. No surefire veterans, I don't think, who are available. And the secondary guys who, you know, you coach them up and you keep your fingers crossed. I'm intrigued by some of those guys. I think you have to keep your fingers crossed on every one of these guys, Andy, which is why, man, maybe you take one guy from all three levels, veteran quarterback, free agent, young free agent quarterback, draft a guy somewhere. That's to me, that's the recipe that they have to follow. Isaac is in Shaker Heights. Isaac.
Hey, Isaac.
Hey, guys. How you doing this afternoon?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Unfortunately, I know what you're saying because I'm thinking that either the coach has to win this year or him and Barry are probably gone. And so taking a young quarterback would probably wouldn't be in his best interest. But if that's the case, if he's got his guarantee that he's going to be around, even if he has to suffer through the pains of picking a quarterback, then I'm going to disagree with you. I'm tired of these retreads that you're talking about, Carson Wentz and all these other guys. Carson proved this point. His ceiling has been hit, and he has actually fell down from the ceiling. He's not the quarterback you want for the Cleveland Browns unless you want to digress another 3 or 4 years. So I'm totally in disagreement with you on that.
Well, he's one of the guys I threw out there and we've talked about, Isaac. Tell me this. Give me a guy who makes you think, okay, good, we have a guy, and that guy's going to work here for any kind of an extended period of time.
Seeing as, well, I'm going to put together a couple of scenarios and add up the variables. Stefanski's supposed to be this quarterback's coach who can bring out the best in a quarterback and a young quarterback. He's supposed to, these two Coach of the Year awards, in which I think are farce, because I think that he was carried on one of those by Schwartz as far as his defense is concerned. But here I am. Here's my scenario. Pick one of these young guys, Cam or Shador. The talent is there. We need talent. We need quarterbacks that can move in the pocket. I know you guys, some of you guys want these pocket present quarterback. That day in the league is over with. You got to have someone with speed and maneuverability or can take a hit. I mean, these guys can run. Josh can run. All these guys, the guy in Denver can run. Lamar can run. Burrow can even run to a point. You know what I mean? But you got to build up your offensive line, and you got to build up get your quarterback that you need for the future and go for it. It's got to be one of these two guys. Got to be Shador. Got to be Cam.
So, Isaac, I want to make sure I'm listening to you right. You want a quarterback at two, right? That's your
– Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Even if I told you that the quarterback – I don't know. What were they saying? That The quarterback market is so bad this year that it's not
I'm not listening.
What it's been. Well, go ahead. You're not listening to what anybody has to say?
No. Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, sorry.
I didn't mean. No, it wasn't. That was bad. I don't want to listen to all these pundits. I mean, all these guys have been off all the time. They're always off. They're off every year. Where did Lamar go? Where did Brady go? Where did these guys? You got to go out there and do your research and do your work, and you got to do your work to the point where, can this guy work for me? If he can't work for you, you can't draft him. You can't draft him on namesake only. I'm tired of missing with the Cleveland Browns because of what someone else said. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's pick the pick that we need. We need a quarterback. Let's go get it. How far back can we go if we miss with this guy? We've been back there all this time. Let's go back again.
I mean, all right, Isaac.
I hear you.
Thanks, Isaac.
I mean, I don't disagree with what he's saying. I'm just not in love with any of these quarterbacks. That's it. And I need to be in love. And the Browns need to convince me to love any of these guys.
I need to be in love, pal.
I really would love...
We spent a lot of time together, and I've tried to be that for you.
Yeah, I know you
I want to be more than a thought partner, and you don't
No,
let me.
You're not.
You don't
you're
open up
not.
Your heart.
You are an incredible thought partner.
Yeah, you are no Paul DePodesta. You are no Paul DePodesta.
If by chance Tennessee likes Sanders and the Browns could get Cam Ward at 2, I don't know how you don't do that. I think Cam Ward looks pretty good, Andy.
Yeah, I think Abdul Carter looks pretty good, talented too. So.
Yeah, but you got to get a guy to play that position.
If you're going to draft a quarterback at 2, I'm going to say this every day we're on the air until the draft.
It's going to get ugly.
You better love that person.
All right. I'm going to do something I'm going to heavily regret.
Oh, good.
You ready?
I can't wait to start this one.
All right. Go into radio?
All right, I'm going to do something else that I'm going to heavily regret. What causes a quarterback to bust typically? If we look at this, what happens?
I'm going to give you one.
It's usually either the talent he's surrounded by or decision making.
Or he was overrated, or there was too much pressure on him to be ready to be an NFL quarterback when they're not necessarily ready to be an NFL quarterback. They have every tool in the book, but they might need a little bit more seasoning. And we sit here and we pressure these guys and we pick them too early sometimes. So one, they don't get the opportunity to grow and figure out what the NFL is all about before they actually get thrown out on the field. And two, ownership is saying to themselves, why did we draft this guy at number 2 if we're not going to play him?
Is that more than you were looking for?
No. Actually, all of this is what I was looking for. Because sometimes when you're trying to solve the problem, you need to address the problem first. Okay. And the problem isn't just we don't have a quarterback. The problem is why? What causes all of these guys to fall apart? And there is a litany of reasons. There is also another one that comes with this that we haven't touched on, which is the majority of quarterbacks that are taken high in the draft are taken high in the draft by teams that are a mess.
True.
You don't end up high in the draft on accident. There's no lottery. You stink, you get rewarded. Congratulations. That's how the NFL draft works. So you're taking these young guys who may not be as polished as you'd like them to be, and you're sticking them in these situations that are a mess. So, are the Browns a mess? If the answer to that question is yes, you have your quarterback answer.
You're saying if you think the Browns are a mess, then they have to take a quarterback at 2?
And you take a quarterback at 2, what happens when you take that quarterback and add him
into
a mess?
You're just adding him into the mess.
Exactly.
You're
not incubating, you're not helping, you're not doing all of those things.
Jeff, and I know he wasn't drafted that as early as these guys, DeShone Kizer is the prime example of a guy that they said was a franchise quarterback.
Well,
that was no business.
You said that, and he shouldn't have said that.
Well, but like Zach Wilson, wonderful example. Okay,
yeah. Jets thought he was their guy.
Right. What happened? He went into a mess.
Played him, and he went into a mess.
He was a mess.
Troy Aikman has said the same thing. He said,
right.
One thing to remember: when you're taking number 1 overall, it's usually you're going into a really bad situation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now the question is: there's a 2-pronged question that comes with that explanation. One of them is your team a mess? Which, depending on who wants to yell loudest that day, the answer is either yes or no. And the second question that comes with that is, do you have the patience to sit through the mess and work with them and make sure they're going to be okay? Or is it just going to be, this guy's a mess? Because there are so few in the quarterback position that fit the Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning. You could throw Jaden Daniels in there if you would like. But they completely overhauled their entire roster and thought process and everybody and involved staff before they brought Jaden Daniels in there. So that's the question. I don't know that answer. But that's the question that they've got to figure out if they're going to take a quarterback at two. What makes a quarterback bust? There's a boatload of reasons. Which of those reasons can you help?
You have to hope the Browns' offensive line is healthier and better and not too old, and that they supplement it. I think that's the key for any quarterback coming in here next year. That, along with having some ability of your own. I think that's the key. But I also think that there's some talent on that offensive line that if it's healthier and maybe a year away from injury, which, you know, Conklin should be and Teller should be good to go. Mm-hmm. If Joel wants to play again, which I think he does, just my gut, and DeJuan Jones comes back, I know there are ifs all the way there, but that's a lot of ifs. I think that's the key to the whole thing. If that line can perform as it did 2 years ago and you drop a quarterback in there, I think you're going to be good to go. We'll see. This conversation will not be coming to an end anytime soon.
No, it's not.
We'll have all kinds of different things to say about it as we get closer to free agency, which is in, I think it's March 12th, legal tampering day, and then late April, the NFL draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Dana. So that'll be fun. The University of Akron Zips are undefeated right now in the Mid-American Conference. Their coach, John Gross, joining us. And one thing we're going to ask John about, how do you balance NIL and transfer portal, especially? How do you balance the transfer portal with developing your own guys? Because they're doing that at Akron. It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.